And my load is heavy, and it's
Yes.
more than I can bear.
Yes.
I depend on Jesus, for he's always there. He's the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light of my darkness, keeps me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Oh, yes, Jesus is my everything. Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
That's what's in your hand.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory Amen. Be to God. He's a good God.
Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Yes, yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're part of the day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God. Us yesterday. Left us
yes,
yesterday.
Sir. He's a good God.
Amen. Amen. You, but he allowed us to come into a new day.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Glory
yes.
be to God. Yeah, thank you, God.
I thank God for it.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Sir.
For this is, I think, day 153, 253.
Yes, Amen. Yes.
Glory be to God. Thank you, God.
God is still blessing.
Yes, yes. yes.
Amen.
In spite of ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
He keeps on overlooking our faults.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
glory be to God.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
God of love.
Yes, yes. God.
Mercy,
patience.
God. Uh-huh. Yes. God of care.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he cares for all of us.
Amen.
He does Thank not know you, big you, no little eyes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Everybody's the same in his sight.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God.
So that's what makes him so great.
Yes, yes. yes. God be the glory.
No problem with nobody.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. He's right now, he's a merciful God.
Yes, he is.
Their judgment is on its way.
Yes, sir.
But
thank you,
that
God.
Day, we got grace and mercy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Calling us every day and taking yes. care of our shortcomings.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You,
so we praise God for another day and another beginning of another week.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Praise God.
Didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Mm-mm-mm. He is so wonderful.
Yes, he is.
God be the glory for all he
Hallelujah. Thank
to
you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Has God done be glory. In our life.
Amen.
Amen. God, glory be to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Presided for today.
Amen.
To all the other ministers and
Amen.
Man. And thank you, God.
Lord. Yes. Amen.
All
yes,
the sinners that may be under the sound of our voice. To everybody.
Yes, right. Praise God.
It is just good to be able to chat with you for a little bit.
Amen. God be the glory.
Remind you of some things.
Yes, yes. Glory
I'm
be to God.
I'm trying to bring you nothing new.
Uh-huh.
Because there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
I'm just going to remind you some things that's been around for a long while.
Yes.
Amen.
And that thing has been around ever since there was a
war. Yes. sir. Thank you,
and
God.
It was a when and a where.
Uh-huh.
Or sun or moon.
Glory be to God.
Praise God, stars of the heavens.
Yes,
it has been here.
Amen.
Before there was anything, it was here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for being able to just bring some of these things back to your remembrance.
Amen.
Faith,
Amen.
Hope.
Uh-huh.
Increase your faith.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And to help you to go through some things that you may have to go through.
Yes, sir.
Because it didn't say it's going to be a bed of roses.
No,
tell it, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
In this life, you shall have trials.
Amen.
Tribulations.
Yes. My Lord.
But in him, you shall have peace.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So we glorify God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
For allowing us to be in your home.
Yes,
amen.
In your cause. Or wherever you may be. Praise God. And
glory be to God, Lord. I thank you.
From the book of Second Chronicles.
Amen.
7th chapter. Verse 12. Second Chronicles. 7th chapter.
Okay.
Verse 12.
Amen.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you for this service. Send forth your word now. Fill our hearts with your spirit. And make us open our ears. Wisdom and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to us through your word.
Yeah.
We might be delivered from the oppression of the enemy.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And we'll be victorious. Get the glory out of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heaven, there be no rain. If I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name,
shall
humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive thy sin and will heal thy land. Hallelujah. Tell somebody out in Zoom land, or ask them the question, are you praying?
Are you praying?
And prayer is ever needful. I believe one scripture said, man ought to always pray.
Amen.
And to faint not. So we need to be praying without season. Pray in season, pray out of season, pray. Pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray in the noon, pray at midnight. Just pray anytime, anywhere, any day.
Amen.
Okay, you can always pray.
Amen.
You can pray and people know you're praying. You can pray and people don't know you're praying.
All right.
That's why how good it is. You can always talk to God in your heart.
Thank you.
Because he knows your heart. He knows everything about it. He knows the thoughts of your heart. Okay? He knows your attitude that you got. He knows why and when and where you done whatever you did do and didn't do. He knows when you fell short and when you were up to par.
Amen.
In between. He knows everything about you. And all he asks us to do is to pray. Pray for our deliverance. Pray for our healing. Pray for our hope. Pray for our peace. Pray for our joy. Pray for the sins of the world. Pray. Solomon, King Solomon, David's son, was praying and praying for Israel. And as he prayed for Israel, he was praying for their sin, Because he said they know that everybody's not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Amen.
They know that somebody may have also sinned. So for this reason, he was praying to the Father. He had David, his father, his dad, earthly daddy, and in his heart, to a mind to build a house for the Lord, to dwell therein. But God wouldn't allow him to do that.
Teach it, Pastor, teach it.
And God honor his thoughts, honor his desire, but he did not allow him to do that. Sometimes you can't do what you want to do.
Amen.
Of good intent.
Amen.
Okay. Sometimes you may desire to do something, but the Lord don't have it in his plan for you.
Amen.
And sometimes people don't understand that. Okay, but you need to understand that it is not your will, but it is God's will be done.
Amen.
You got to know that everything is done accordingly to please him. Mm-hmm. And not to please you.
Yeah.
Even though it may be a good thing that you want to do, sometimes you just can't do it.
Amen.
And when you can't do it, you just got to accept what the Lord has for you in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So God told David, he admired what he had done in his eyes, was admirable. But he's going to allow his son that will come from his loins to build a house for him. So Solomon now has built his house and built the Lord's house. And they have a feast of the different things for the house of God to be dedicated
mm-hmm.
back to the Lord. And so they had done different things, and the people have been in and out with the Lord just like we are.
Amen.
In and out, Lord. One day we're deeply in him, and next day we're somewhere else so far away.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And so Solomon kept praying, saying that if they will do this and they will do that, can we hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal the land? And the Lord kept on dealing with him, and he kept on saying different prayers toward the people. And so when the house was ready to be dedicated, they had the burnt offerings of the different tablet feasts. They had the burnt offerings there. And God now sends the fire to consume the burnt offerings. And when the people saw that, they fell down to their faces and to the ground and worshiped God. And the spirit was so high in the temple that the priests could not even enter into the house to worship.
Amen.
Okay. And so the prayer will keep on going day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, and day out. And so the prayer was made to the Lord for that purpose. And now God began to talk to Solomon concerning his plea. See, you need to keep praying.
Amen.
because you don't know how much prayer needs to be going up.
That's right.
In order to get an answer from heaven.
Yes.
And so now God answers Solomon's prayer. It has been going on for a while without an answer. You can't hurry God.
That's right.
You can't rush him.
No.
You just got to be patient.
Yes.
And let him do things in his own time.
Yes.
And in his own way.
Yes.
He will come through.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Somehow, some way, may not be in your generation.
Mm-hmm.
But the prayer is going to be answered.
Yes.
Because he always answers prayer.
Amen. Yes, he does.
So keep on praying. Your deliverance is just around the corner.
Amen.
Keep on praying. So here now, God says to Solomon, I heard your prayer. Okay. I heard your plea. I've been hearing now, and I'm now ready to give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, whatever it is you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been praying about it.
Yes.
I believe that there's nobody under the sound of my voice that haven't been going through something.
Amen.
One
right.
thing or another.
Yes.
And you've been praying for it every day.
Yes.
All through the day.
Yes.
You've been praying about this situation.
Yes.
And it's beginning to look like the Lord is not going to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Pastor.
But he said, keep on praying.
Amen.
Keep on praying. Now, remember the scripture said, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Pray without stopping praying.
Teach him, Pastor. Teach.
Pray even while you're eating, pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. And if you're holding a conversation with somebody, be praying all in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Keep on praying because God needs to hear from you.
Yes.
Sometimes he wants to know how bad you need what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I heard your prayer. And I'm now ready to answer.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. As he said to them, and he told them this in the night. And said to him, I heard your prayer.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I've chosen this place
mm-hmm.
to myself as a house of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right. God chose the place.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's built for him
mm-hmm.
as a house of sacrifice.
Amen.
And it said, if I shut up the heavens, and there'll be no rain.
My Lord.
Okay. If he shut up the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say he was going to shut it up.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
But if it comes down to even that, if he sends a drought to the land, if he shut up the heavens, no rain come down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Things be going to stop looking bad. Things gonna change on this earth.
Amen.
Green gonna turn to brown.
Amen.
And the life gonna turn from a sight of beauty of living.
Amen.
To the bread of death.
Amen.
But if
yes. Yeah.
He desired to shut up the heavens
mm-hmm.
and don't let the rain come down for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I command the locusts,
mm-hmm.
he didn't say he would do both of them now.
Teach it, Pastor.
All.
Amen.
Okay. He doesn't need to do but one thing.
Amen.
You don't need to do a whole lot of, a bunch of things like we do.
Amen.
But these are some examples of how he could do things.
Mm-hmm.
If he can shut the heaven
mm-hmm.
till you come down on your knees.
Yes.
Amen.
Or he can send the locusts mm-hmm. again till you come down on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The locusts, the grasshoppers, to devour the land. Strip the plants of the leaves
mm-hmm.
so they can't make no food.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the leaf where the food is made.
Yes.
Okay. So and so they can live and do what they need to do. If I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence
teach your among pastor.
My people. Now, he three things he named. He could have stopped the rain.
Mm-hmm.
He could send locusts to eat up the land.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could send disease among our people.
Amen.
Okay, now it sounds like something we've been going through for the past 3 years.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Yes.
Okay. And we ain't been praying like we ought to.
Amen.
We've been praying, but we haven't been praying like we ought to.
We ought to.
Amen.
Amen. Some of us have been praying enough.
Amen.
Okay. And some are praying, but we got to get on one accord.
Amen.
When all the people got together. On one accord and started praying for God delivers.
Yes.
It's when the spirit got high in the temple.
Amen.
So high that the preachers couldn't even come in the house to preach to the people.
Amen.
All right. So we got to keep that in mind. Keep right on praying. Don't doubt.
Amen.
Know that God is going to do what God said he would do.
Amen.
So if he happens to shut the heaven.
Tell it.
And it don't rain. Know that things going to work out.
Amen.
Things going to work out somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat, some time. Some hour, some night.
Mm-hmm.
Some day. God's going to work it out.
Amen.
In his own way.
Amen.
And on time.
Yes.
All he needs you to do is to pray.
Amen.
Show him that you believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
Show him that you know and without a shadow of doubt that he has the final say.
Amen.
So if he commands the locusts to eat up the land, a pestilence, the disease to take over his people. This is what it said. If my
tell it, Pastor.
If
14.
Not a big word.
Amen.
And it ain't a big thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But we make a big thing.
Tell it, Pastor.
We take the little things and make them big.
Amen.
Right. We'll take a little wrong word.
Tell it, Pastor.
In the wrong place.
Tell it, Pastor.
In the wrong time.
Tell it, Pastor.
In the wrong person.
Tell it, Pastor.
All right now.
Get us upset.
Amen.
Right.
And we'll build a Mount Everest out of it.
Amen.
Come
on now.
Okay. We keep on digging at it.
Yes. Amen.
Keep on picking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of praying,
come on now.
We're trying to find fault.
Tell us.
Instead of praying,
yes.
We're trying to push the blame.
Amen.
Back on somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
But you're supposed to be praying.
Mm-hmm. Tell it.
Not acting like that same person you're trying to get rid of.
Amen.
But you're supposed to be praying.
Amen.
Come on now, preach it.
My people.
If my people.
But do what I said do. If my people.
Amen.
Trust in him. If my people.
If my people.
We believe him. If my people.
Yeah.
But be thankful for all things.
Yes. Amen.
If my people. We know this by faith that he will work it out.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Which, now, he said, if my people, which are called
by my name,
that means that everybody must not be his people.
Amen.
Okay. Although we said everybody's God's child.
Take it, Pastor.
If my people, which are called by my name, so everybody's God's child in that sense, but they're not called, everybody's not called by his name.
Amen.
The only ones that are called by his name.
Teach it, Pastor.
Charges to the people who said I'm saved.
Amen.
People said I'm sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
People say I'm baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost.
All right now.
You are called by his name. These are the ones that said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves.
Yeah.
Mm, that's a goal that there. We won't humble ourselves.
Amen.
You praying, but you're not humbling yourself.
Tell it, Pastor.
And you can't move to the next step until you get to humble yourself.
Amen.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
And he will deliver you.
Amen.
So if my people are called by my name, will just humble themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now it will say, humble me, Lord. But that's not what the word said. You did humble yourself.
Tell it, Pastor. Teach it.
Not wanting God to do things for you that you're supposed to do.
Amen.
Okay. Don't take my job assignment and try to do my job assignment and leave yours undone.
Amen.
If my people call by my name, but humble themselves. Okay. All right. Don't be Mr. It and Mrs. It.
Amen.
Nobody can tell you you know more than anybody else.
Damn,
humble yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Make known that you're nobody without God.
Amen.
If you humble yourself and then pray. So if you will just humble yourself and pray.
Amen.
And seek his face. When you pray, you're looking to see Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
When you pray, you're looking to see what he's saying in his word.
Amen.
To look at him is to look at his word.
Yes.
So, if you humble yourself and pray. And pray, seeking the face of the Lord.
Oh.
And then you got to turn from your wicked way.
Yes.
If you just turn, humble yourself and turn from your wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
You've been praying,
mm-hmm.
but you still got your wicked ways.
Yes.
Yeah,
keep on praying. You need to get rid of your wicked ways.
Amen.
Stop trying to look for it to be happening with somebody else. You need to get rid of yourself.
Amen.
If you will seek him, praise God. You mm-hmm. need to turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
He's gonna send the answer.
Amen.
Till you turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
He hear you, but he won't hear. He won't answer you until you turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
So if you've been praying and praying and praying, maybe you need to look at yourself and see if there's anything wicked about me.
Help us, Lord.
It may not be intentional. subconsciously, we may have something that's wicked about us that we haven't really turned completely from. So turn from your wicked ways. And then he will hear from heaven.
Yeah.
Once you turn from your wicked ways, then the answer will come.
Amen.
When you turn from your wicked ways, he will deliver.
Amen.
When you come, turn from your wicked ways, he will make a way out of no way.
Amen.
When you turn from your wicked ways, things will change.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the atmosphere.
Amen.
Things will change in your life.
Amen.
Yes. Things will change in your peace.
Yes.
Things will change in your joy.
Amen.
Things will change in your happiness if you turn from your wicked ways.
Amen. Yes.
Love will be able to abide in your house.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Turn from your wicked ways.
Hmm.
And humble yourself so love can take over.
Come on now.
What love take over? It was there.
Yes.
Because love forgives a multitude of sin.
Yes.
Love sees no evil. Heals no evil.
Amen.
Knows no evil. Speaks no evil.
Amen.
Love is kind and gentle and peace.
Yes. Yes.
Love will give you the joy that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy that you need will give you the strength that you need.
Amen.
Go through. If you just turn from your wicked ways,
amen.
God will take care of you.
Amen.
And help you to overcome. If you but all you got to do is turn.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it my eyes? Well, it's that. I turn from them that are here from heaven will forgive their sin.
Amen.
And will heal the land. Maybe you're thinking that you are without sin.
Right.
And that's holding up your answer.
Amen.
Because all of us have sin.
Amen.
All of us come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
So he will heal your land.
Yes, he will.
After he forgives you of your sin, but you got the, and all the people giving up the sin, you got the knowledge.
All right.
That you have sin.
Amen.
And now you don't acknowledge that you have sin, you won't be forgiven for it.
Amen.
Because you don't, you're living in denial.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know that you have forgiven sin, and because the words that if you confess your sin.
Mm-hmm.
God is faithful.
Amen.
And is just.
Yes.
To forgive you of all your sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But it says, if you confess.
Amen.
It goes again, if.
Mm-hmm.
If I had done this. If I had done that.
Amen.
If.
Amen.
Why don't you stop ifing and do it?
Amen.
Amen.
You know the right thing to do.
Amen.
But you choose to do the wrong thing.
Amen.
If I had. If I had listened to my mama.
Mm-hmm.
If I had listened to my daddy.
Yeah.
If I had listened to my friend. If I had listened to my cousin, or if I didn't do it, if.
Amen.
Blocks a whole lot of things.
Amen.
If keeps us from getting a whole lot of things.
Tell it, Pastor.
If God spoke to your heart, and you didn't follow your heart.
Amen.
And then you regret and say, if I had done this, or if I had not done this.
Amen.
If.
Yes.
Make sure that if is on the wrong, right side.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
That is true, eh?
If.
Yes.
Forgive your sin and heal the land. This is, and now my eyes shall be opened. Anyone of them, keep their eyes open. Now God said, I heard your prayer and I'm answering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make this a place for my dwelling. And my eyes shall be open. And my ears attending to the prayer that is made in this place. Okay. Are you praying?
Amen.
Okay. God is listening to hear your prayer.
Yes.
Are you praying?
Amen.
His ears is attended to the prayer that is made in this place.
Yeah.
In this case, I'm saying this place is each of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
His ear is attended to hear what you're saying.
Amen.
And then he will answer back from heaven.
Yes.
For now I have chosen this and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever.
Amen.
And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. God is looking at us.
Amen.
Tell people in Zoom land, God's looking at you.
God's looking at you.
And they're not just looking at you on Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
He's looking at you every day.
Amen.
24 hours a day.
Amen.
He is looking at you.
Amen.
And he's got his ears open towards you.
Amen.
He's going to see.
Amen.
What you're doing.
Amen.
And your heart, his heart,
yes, Lord,
it will be there with you continually.
Amen.
If you are doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Amen. Pastor.
And when you do what you're supposed to be doing, he will know right then and there.
Amen.
Instantaneously. Because you've been listening to that tone that God listening.
God's listening.
I'm listening.
He listened to hear you pray.
He's listening to hear you pray.
He's listening to hear you pray.
God is listening.
God is
listening. Amen.
You pray.
Amen.
Pray all day long if you pray.
Yes.
But things are going right if you pray.
Amen.
But things are going wrong if you pray.
Yes.
Your mind is on him.
Right.
He will work it out.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Every time.
Amen.
Okay. So, and it is that answer. And as for thee, if thou will walk before me as David, my father, walked, and do according to all the heaven, all I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statute and make
my judgment.
So he's waiting. He's looking.
Amen.
He's listening.
Mm-hmm.
To see when you fall in line with his word.
Amen.
When you get in line with his word,
mm-hmm.
things gonna change.
Amen.
When you get in line with his word, everything's gonna work out.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
You get in line with the word, but you got to get in line with the word.
Yes.
Amen.
You can't put the word in line with you.
Amen.
And some of these modern day things that we do, we try to put the word in line with it.
Amen.
But you got to bring it in line into subjection to the word.
Yes.
Everything is subjected to the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if it's called to the word of God, then follow it.
Yes.
If it's not according to the word of God,
nobody.
Then leave it alone.
Amen.
Okay. He is listening. Yes. Are you praying?
Amen.
Okay. All right. There are three people. God is listening. Are you praying?
God is listening. Amen.
He's just waiting to hear you.
Amen.
And when he have to hear you, he's going to answer.
Amen.
But he's waiting to hear your cry. Get in line with the word and follow it.
Amen.
Okay. Don't go to other gods.
Amen.
But keep on holding for on to the God that you had all your life.
Amen.
God is there for you.
Amen.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Thank you for the word, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
That was a good one.
If my people who are called by my name, would just humble, get on their knees sometime, humble themselves and pray. Oh, prayer and believe that my word will be heard amongst men. Oh, seek my faith, turn from their wicked way, said I'll heal the land.
Amen.
Yes, they will. He said, I'll heal the land. He said, I'll heal the land. Oh, yeah. He said, I'll heal the land. Come on and help me sing it, y'all. If my people, were called by my name, would just humble, get on their knees sometime, humble themselves and pray. Oh, pray and believe that my word be heard amongst men. Oh, seek my faith, turn from the wicked way, said I'll heal the land. Yes, they will, said I'll heal the land. Oh, yeah, said I'll heal the land. He said, I'll be the land.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory. Amen.
So that was a good sermon. I had another song in my heart, but that's the song will pop up after you preach the word. So I
ain't gonna say that.
All right. God be the glory.
God. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Pastor.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Just keep it in mind. Turn from your way.
Yes.
Well, whatever's your way is the wrong way.
Amen.
Do it according to what the word says about it.
Amen.
Another way is the wrong way. There's only one way.
Amen.
And that's God's way.
Amen.
Whatever you've been doing and is not in line with the word, change it.
Change Amen. It.
Yeah.
So you get in line with the word.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to take things the way God intends for you to take it.
Amen.
Good matches.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it?
So.
All right. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that thou will continue to bless us throughout this day. We thank you for the service that we have just concluded. We pray yes, thou bless each and every one of us and supply our every need. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Just waking up for those that are sick in the bodies and those that are sick today. We turn all into joy. In the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, we can count all things that is joy. And everything is working together towards our good.
Yes, Lord.
To keep that in mind and live accordingly.
Yes, Lord.
So that whatever it is, it's for your good. And let's learn how to start receiving it as good for us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. As we receive it as good for us.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to work out just right for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling. And present us perfectly before the throne of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rule, rest, and abide with us now and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.